Lead does not occur naturally in Virginia's groundwater. Instead, it's a problem of civilization, namely indoor plumbing.
It seems to be coming from what they call lead-free, in quotation marks, brass, which up until January of this year could only contain up to 8% lead.
Erin Lane coordinates Virginia's Household Water Quality Program. She says across Virginia, they're seeing around 20% of wells testing positive for the presence of lead.
There's still a lot of the brass out there that could be causing a problem.
Ling stresses that, of course, public water systems test their water to be sure it has the proper pH or acidity. If the pH is too low, as it is in some groundwater in Virginia, the acidic water will leach lead from even the relatively small amount in so-called lead-free water pipes and fixtures.
There's two definitions of lead-free. One applied before 2014. The others applying after 2014.
Mark Edwards is a world expert on lead in drinking water from Virginia Tech. Edwards says testing by his lab on the new 2014 plumbing fixtures, being marketed as lead-free, do in fact meet the standards for safety. But he says well owners beware.
You can still buy some of those on the internet. They're supposed to be illegal to sell in stores, but it's just not enforced, so there could very well be some of the older lead-free devices still on the shelves. I've seen the internet selling clearance sales of these banned devices, so they could be installed in a newer home.
That said, there's an easy fix. Many water filters, including some pitcher models, can easily and inexpensively filter lead from water. But you have to know it's there. The Virginia Cooperative Extension offers low-cost water testing and hand-holding through the process. I'm Robbie Harris.